the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
November is National Native American Heritage Month, paying tribute to the rich ancestry and traditions of Native Americans. At Missouri State University, the Multicultural Resource Center has an array of events planned, ranging from guest speakers to a powwow. On the Springfield campus, just 2.5% of undergraduate students are of Native American heritage. I'm Emily Letterman. Today, my guest is Shantae Falcon, a Missouri State sophomore working toward a degree in social work. She's also one of the 52 Native American students here on campus, her preferred terminology. She'll be the first to admit there are as many different terms for her heritage as there are varying degrees of acceptance with the language, but she's not sure there should be.
I'm Anishinaabe and Dene, so that's basically Ojibwe and Navajo. As far as terminology, Native American, American Indian, Indigenous, Native, they're pretty much all the same. They don't really mean any particular difference, per se. We're all the same people.
More than 60% of U.S. high school students go on to college, while only 17% of Native American students are able to continue their education after high school. They face a number of challenges the average student does not encounter.
So our graduation rate for Native Americans after high school into college is 9%. So only 9% of us graduate college with a degree. So being on MSU campus and being Native, it's a lot eye-opening just because most of us grew up on reservations, which are small communities. So being on our campus is about as big as a community. it's very overwhelming if you've never been here. But basically, I didn't know you were still here. Or they think that we're, you know, Mexicans or some other race. So it's a lot of cultural awareness that I have to kind of inform people.
Falcon is working to improve those graduation statistics. Her work started out west.
So I used to work in Arizona for the Navajo Nation. I used to do, I formed a program called Tomorrow's Warriors, which was basically I would get them from high school into a college, do all their grants and your federal funding, whatever they needed, and then get them enrolled. I would stay with them throughout their first, second year, and then be able to help them overcome that obstacle and be able to graduate from college and continue, because it's hard being away from your family into a new. So Native students, whenever they are in college, it's more a sense of belonging. They don't have anywhere to really turn to. They don't trust a lot of outside people. So if they can connect with an organization on campus, or they can connect with somebody in the community that understands them, then it's a lot easier for them to continue schooling.
Now, Falcon is working to create that sense of belonging right here on campus through a new student organization called American Indian Leaders of Today and Tomorrow. Or rather, she's working to bring one back.
So my dad used to form a campus organization that was called ALOT, and that was back, the same name. It was back in 2000, late 90s. I was younger. He threw the first powwow on campus, and he was able to get that successfully going. So being able to reform that and reintroduce that to campus is very rewarding for me. Basically, we just go through cultural awareness, do events on campus, try to get them connected to the Indian Center off campus. So if they need food, or if they need, you know, somebody to talk to, if they're struggling in something, then they have a support system to back them.
Anyone wishing to join the club or volunteer at the Southwest Missouri Indian Center can visit the ALOT website. That's ailott.square.site. For a complete list of campus events this November, visit missouristate.edu/multiculturalprograms. My guest today has been Missouri State student Shantae Falcon. I'm Emily Letterman for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.